This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Tommy Dreamer and I talk about the life and career of Joseph Laurinaitis, Road Warrior Animal, who passed away earlier this morning. For this entire episode, we dedicate it and do a tribute to Road Warrior Animal. We do it with the Busted Open Nation and with some great guests: Bill Apter, Bully Ray, Jim Ross, Mark Henry. We talk about, again, the life and career of someone who would be sorely missed in our community, Road Warrior Animal. Just hours ago, we lost a legend, and that is Road Warrior Animal, passing away early this morning, a day after he celebrated his wedding anniversary. It's devastating news. We had a whole show planned out for today. Tommy and I were going to talk the top 10 greatest Hispanic wrestlers of all time. But obviously, when you hear the news of one of the true legends in our sport passing away, we are going to make this a special tribute to Road Warrior Animal, member of the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom. I say on this show, every time I host with Bully, I call Bully the greatest tag team wrestler of all time. But the greatest tag team of all time, without a doubt, is the Road Warriors. And today we're going to celebrate the life and career of Road Warrior Animal, as I said, who passed away early this morning. And joining me, obviously, like he does every Wednesday, somebody I know who's very upset and distraught about hearing this news is Tommy Dreamer. Tommy, not the show that we thought we were going to be doing today.
No, we wanted to go to the top rope and clothesline Retribution in Monday Night Raw and then talk about the greatest Hispanic wrestlers. But, reality of life set in early this morning. Excuse me. It's going to be hard because I was friends with Joe. And listen, if there was one person who loved being a professional wrestler, it was Road Warrior Animal. He was one of the boys, and I have spent so many days with him doing conventions. And I would sit there. I know I would text you or I would tell you these stories, Dave, and you'd be like, awesome, because you, just like myself, appreciate how much the Road Warriors meant to professional wrestling. And the biggest thing with him was how much he loved his family. He talked about his kids and his grandkids all the time. It's just really crappy day. And I'm great friends with his brother. I met his family. It's just, it sucks. And I'm sorry, I'm upset. But as a wrestling community, we're upset. And I'll get myself together because I want to celebrate the life and the career of the greatest tag team wrestler of all time, my friend Joe Laurinaitis, Road Warrior Animal.
And this is, I know this is tough for you, Tommy, and thank you for doing the show today, because you could easily have said that this was too hard for you to do. But I know that in this moment, you definitely want to celebrate the man, as you said. I don't know the man. I just knew the character that I saw on TV. I had the privilege to interview him a few times. The last time was at StarCast with Bully. And I'm sure we're going to hear from Bully today, because I know how much he was influenced by the Road Warriors growing up. And as you know, Tommy, the best way to get through a situation like that and to get through a situation like this is being with family and friends. And I'm glad that we're going to be able to talk to the nation today, Tommy, because I'm sure we're going to talk to a lot of fans that have some great cherished memories of the Road Warriors and Road Warrior Animal. Now, I mean, and think about this. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago that the Road Warriors were in the ring wrestling together. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago that my father would take me to see the Road Warriors wrestle at the Meadowlands. And now we're talking about both Road Warrior Hawk and Road Warrior Animal no longer being with us. I can't wrap my head around it, be quite honest.
Yeah. Listen, man, when you talk about, like I said, I spent so many times and days with Joe, and he would tell me so many stories. It was like at times like Al Bundy talking about his high school and his touchdowns, and he'd be like, listen to this. And again, like Joe had such an the character Road Warrior Animal was nothing like Joe Laurinaitis, the person. He was so much fun to be around. He was one of those guys, no matter where we were, he'd be like, Tommy, I got a guy who's got a restaurant here, or I got a guy for this. He had guys everywhere because he was Road Warrior Animal. And like, but he's also such a nice dude. And he would always tell Hawk stories, or Hawk was this messed up, or, but he would always end it with like, man, but I loved him. He was my brother. And he'd be like, I miss him. Like there would be so many times. The last time I saw him was February. We spent 4 days together, sitting next to each other. And I probably heard some of the same stories over and over again, but it was just, when I tell you like how much he just loved being one of the boys. Another time, and I'm with him in Chicago, and I'm stuck in between him and the Nasty Boys. And it was like they were back in the day of WWF, and the Nasty Boys are still like, you know, Knobs is so loud. I wish Knobs was here right now just so I could hear his loud voice yelling, Joe, what about this? Or just being like starting to try to rip. They unscrewed the screws of his spikes. And every time, if anyone ever took a picture with Joe, he would, you know, pick up and he put the shoulder pads on, and he puts the shoulder pads on, and they unscrewed all the spikes. And so like half of them start falling off as he's putting around some fan. And like Joe just knew like that they ribbed him. And you just like, guys, or they would steal the spikes. And this went on for 4 days, and they're grown men and just having fun, because that was, like I said, he just loved being one of the boys. And I can't tell you how proud he was that his son, he was proud of all his children, but like he told me, I never missed my son James's games, or if I was on the road, I'd fly there to see the game and then fly back out. He was a really good dad and human being, and you know, he loved his family and he loved wrestling. And hopefully I'm going to remember all these stories coming in and I'll tell them. But yeah, if you're a wrestling fan, please call. If you're one of the boys and you want to share a moment about him, please call. 'Cause you know, funerals and wakes aren't for the person who's passed. It's really for us, and for us to heal and to be surrounded by love and just tell some good stories. So that's what we're trying to do today.
Yeah, we're gonna do our best as a family to get through this rough moment. And again, we lost the character Road Warrior Animal, but more importantly, the man, Joe Laurinaitis, who just turned 60 years old just about a week and a half ago, just celebrated his wedding anniversary yesterday, and then early this morning, we lost him at the age of 60. As you said, Tommy, we want to talk to the nation in moments like this. And unfortunately, in the 11 years that I've been doing this show, we've been down this road so many times, but this one's a tough one to swallow. But we do want to hear from the Busted Open Nation today. Share some stories, share some moments, share some fan interactions. 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT-93. We'll also try to get some guests on as well to talk about the man, Joe Laurinaitis, to talk about the character Road Warrior Animal. You know, we'll do the best we can. Somebody that's going to join us, Tommy, in just about 5 minutes is Bill Apter. Is going to join us here on Busted Open. The first time I ever met Road Warrior Animal was actually with Bill Apter out in Miami the week of WrestleMania 28. And Road Warrior Animal knew how important Bill Apter was and those wrestling magazines of the 80s and made them mainstream household names. So it's going to be really... really good for us to share some memories and moments with Bill Apter in a few minutes, Tommy.
Absolutely. And I mean, I know about the power of the magazines, and you think about so many iconic Pro Wrestling Illustrated and WWF magazine covers with that face paint. The Road Warriors were the most unique tag team. And when they burst upon the scene, there was nothing like it. If I'm going back, I couldn't believe, and I mean, you and I have talked about it, the first time the Road Warriors came up north was to the Meadowlands, and I was there. And when that music hit of Iron Man, there was nothing like it. I've been in there when, you know, Hulk Hogan, Eye of the Tiger, or Real American, when that Iron Man music hit for the first time, I was there live. You were there live.
Yep.
It was like two gods hit the ring, and how they stormed the ring was just like, you knew something exciting was going to happen. It's funny. And I've told them this when I was growing up, I always wanted to be a wrestler. And when me and my friends, you know, we'd wrestle in the, I don't want to say in the backyard, but it was in the backyard. And my first tag team, we were Offense Sika. And I remember I used to take off my shirt and we used to try to like make our hair crazy or put on wigs, and we'd wrestle as the Samoans. And then after that, it was the Road Warriors. And I was always Animal and my friend was always Hawk, because I was bigger and bulkier and my friend was thinner. And I used to tell Animal, like, dude, I was such a mark for you. And I can't tell you how many times some of my friends, like, especially in pools, we would load them up for the doomsday device. Yep. And I'd come off the top rope and clothesline the hell out of one of my friends into the pool. And I would lay it in. But you also, if you think about, and I, again, talking to me, like, he'd show me pictures, like, dude, I've been as heavy as, like, 330. And looking at his size and doing backflips, he used to do it all the time where they'd pick him up, he'd do a backflip, land on his feet, clothesline the dude, make the tag. Or he was really, at first, and he used to say, like, these poor guys, I didn't know any better. And they would just get in there because Ole Anderson said, beat the crap out of these guys. And that's what they would do. Him and Hawk really became really, really good in-ring performers instead of just mauling people.
History is happening.
20 years from now, this is going to be the most talked about championship of all time.
And the history books are being written on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Every big shot in the NBA playoffs.
Bang! Luka Doncic just won it for the Mavericks.
Every twist and turn in the bubble.
LeBron is not going to win a title if Anthony Davis is not playing at a high level.
Don't miss a moment of the 2020 NBA playoffs. With games every night on your 24/7 home for hoops. Series 207 XM 86.
We lost the legend early this morning. The character, Road Warrior Animal, but the man, Joseph Laurinaitis, passed away early this morning at the age of 60. Just turned 60 about a week and a half ago, Tommy. Just celebrated his wedding anniversary yesterday, and we lost him this morning. And today we're going to do our best to remember and celebrate the life and career of a member of the greatest tag team of all time, and that is the Road Warriors. And Tommy, you knew him as a man, and he was a friend. I only knew him as a fan. And we're welcoming anybody to call in today, a fan, friend, anyone that wants to share memories and moments with definitely one of the true legends in our sport.
Yeah. The first time I ever met Road Warrior Animal and Hawk together was in Philadelphia when they went back to the WWE. And this was early, I want to say ECW. And Hawk was just, you know, so inviting, and so was Animal. And then years after, I remember being, I think I'm working in the office, and I'm with Joe. And, you know, I'm also a bit of a big wrestling historian. And he starts bitching about WWE and his brother, and he goes, tell my brother this. And I'm like, who's your brother? And like, I had no, and his brother was my boss, and I did not know that him and John Laurinaitis, or People Power Johnny, were brothers until like seriously years later.
Wow.
Into my adulthood, because I, you know, you just, you want to believe everything that the wrestling business feeds you. And in, to me, it was Hawk was his brother, not Johnny. But, you know, his other brother was the Terminator, who was in Florida and wrestled in the WCW NWA for a little bit, didn't have the career that, you know, his brother did. But it just... Man, I so many moments, and the best was when, if you got to know Joe, I would talk to him about like the eye injury with the working out with the weights and the thing they did with the powers of pain. Warlord and Barbarian. And he was like, dude, that was a complete shoot. And he would tell you the entire backstory of it all. And he was like, those weights were real. And when we hit it, and then they went rolling into the crowd, and there I am selling. And I'm like, Jesus, I hope they don't kill anybody. But he would tell you the whole backstory of every mark question that I could ask him. I loved hearing all the stories of back in the day. And, you know, he had his own podcast. He was very, very, he kept up on the wrestling business very, very much. He was also one of those guys who was, you know, he was just, he got that when he got into the business, he wasn't good. And like he would apologize like for it. You know, it's funny too. We just had a creative meeting in Impact, and we have for Bound for Glory, we do like it's Impact's version of a Royal Rumble. And I pitched for him to be a surprise, even though there's no fans there, but for the fans at home. And I was just like, I know he can clothesline people. I don't know if he'd be able to get eliminated. And, you know, it was just, we write down on, you know, all the people we'd like to see in this thing. And he was one of my entrants, just because I just knew even in 2020, fans would still go nuts at home.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Road Warrior Animal showed up on an Impact pay-per-view just to get a pop at home. And I also wanted to do it because I was just friends with the guy and get him a payday. But he was awesome, man. And when I tell you how I would see him interact with the fans at every convention, he would sit and they would say, man, I loved you guy. And he would be like, oh, thank you. And he would start telling his stories to the fans too, who were just waiting there for a picture. And, you know, when they say it's a meet and greet, he would meet and greet you, and he would tell you stories. He was talking to them. Like I said, he loved being a professional wrestler. He loved being a dad, a husband, a family man first, but he loved the business. And, you know, pre-COVID, like all of us, he was working every friggin', I would see his name at every convention,
Unfortunately, he couldn't really wrestle anymore, but he was making so many appearances, and he was always like I said, I got a guy, or hey, check this guy, I got this convention, I got that convention, I'm booked here. He was always hustling, and that's being one of the boys.
So. Tommy, you talked about stories. Somebody who definitely was able to share a lot of stories early on and helped make, you know, the Road Warriors and Road Warrior Animal a household name, and that is Bill Apter, the legendary Bill Apter, who joins us right now. And Bill, good morning, and I know it's a tough time, and thank you for joining us today.
A pleasure. I'm in a state of shock. I remember my phone was on the charger and it was vibrating at about, I don't know, 6:55 this morning Eastern time, and it was Sal Corrente, the Big Cheese, who called and told me he had seen it on Mark Laurinaitis's Facebook page, and I went to it and I couldn't find it, and I kept saying, well, I'm hoping this isn't true. Then I got another call from Scott Wilder, one of the agents, and my phone kept blowing up. And finally, Mac Davis, a dear friend of mine who was also a correspondent and a wrestler, called, and that he had just talked to Animal's wife, and she confirmed it and just totally knocked out. When you talk about stories, I was there at the beginning before the makeup when Ole sent he and Hawk out to the ring in like motorcycle jackets, and I did post photos of them, but they weren't in that Road Warrior paint stuff at that time. They really didn't know what they were going to do. And from there, back to the days of the paint on the faces and the great photo sessions that he and Hawk gave us, Craig Peters and I, for hours and hours at a time, those great PWI covers with the red background and the horror lighting that we did. And then I remember the days in taking them around New York City and Central Park and doing photos with them and Precious Paul Ellering. The story that I always remember, though, that was one of my scariest times in the wrestling business, is I had shot pictures of them in their gym in Minneapolis, and they had to get to a radio station within 20 minutes to do a live show, and there was no way they were going to make it in 20 minutes. So I remember Hawk saying, hey, let's just get in the frickin' car and we'll do it. So we got on the highway, and there was so much traffic, it was standstill, like the Long Island Expressway. So Joe looked at Hawk, Hawk looked at Joe, and he said, do it. And they went up on the grating on the, like you would see on an expressway, and they drove 10 minutes on the grass before we got stopped. It was unbelievable. Everybody's
had to make the town, Bill. Come on now.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. But what a shock. He had his birthday last week, and his terrific wife, Kim, IM'd me that they're doing a surprise party for him. And would I be one of the friends of his that would honor him with a video? And I made a comedic video for him. Saying, oh, Joe, I know that Joe guy. He's one of the two demolition guys, right? She said he popped for that. He went crazy over it. Yeah. Yeah. So what a shock. We lose another great one, and at such an early age, and the change, you know, when they talk about the changes that are going on right now in our business, the change that the Road Warriors made in the business is something so memorable, and it really made a difference in the entire wrestling business, because it changed the way a lot of the guys worked who wanted to be like the Road Warriors, but they can be a ton of imitations, but you can never replace the original ones. And I am proud to say that all the times I interviewed them on the PWI press conferences, to be called a gerbil-faced twit by Hawk and Animal, and they made a T-shirt up in my honor with gerbil face to it. I would cherish that for the rest of my life.
Bill, I know this is a tough time, and we appreciate you coming on and just sharing a story or two. That means the world to us, because what we're going to do for the rest of today's show is celebrate his life and career. And I'm just looking at the phones, which we haven't gotten into. We have every line is lit with fans that want to share moments and memories. And for somebody like you to join our show and you know, just share some stories, we truly appreciate it at this tough time.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much.
And I would tonight, when I get back from all the things I have to do today, on onewrestlingvideo.com, I'm going to link up all the recent videos that I did with Animal. There were quite a few of them. He was a really good friend. He really is, yeah. So thank you. I'm honored that you called on me to be here.
Hey, everyone. This is Kirk Morris.
This is Greg McElroy.
And this is Nate Burleson. With the 2020 NFL season finally upon us, we're excited to announce 3 new NFL podcasts from SiriusXM.
On Total Coverage, we'll explore the hows and the whys behind the week's biggest results.
On Inside the Pocket, we will go under the helmet for all the quarterbacks in the NFL.
And on 17 Weeks, Jamal Adams, Emmanuel Sanders, and Eric Ebron will discuss the latest NFL stories straight from the locker room.
New episodes of all 3 podcasts will be available every week on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill said something that really, really stuck with me. The Road Warriors changed the wrestling business. And when he said that, I was like, yeah, they did. Number one, it was the first time you started, like you said too, started to cheer for the bad guys. And it took super duper over baby faces to counter those bad guys. But they made being bad guys cool. And then also that era of when he says change the business, you think about older wrestlers, like before they came on the scene, there wasn't that many body guys out there. And then all of a sudden you saw how quickly the Road Warriors rose in, I don't want to say popularity, but the houses that you could draw with them. So now everybody is either starting to work out, or now if you remember the slew of Road Warrior imitations or big guys getting into the business that at the time probably had no reason being in the business because they weren't ready. But those two guys changed how people looked at professional wrestling and looked at professional wrestlers, because they were just these gigantic freaks, meaning with their bodies. And if you look at, you know, and I'm talking pre-Road Warriors, you can list the guys that had good bodies, you know, the Tony Atlas, but they were more anomalies. But then here came the Road Warriors, and it was just like off to the races of these big giant, you know, guys, because you saw their popularity and you saw, like, for every wrestling promoter in the territories, how they started to draw. And they drew everywhere they went, from Georgia, and, you know, if you read in his book, or he just took, it was Ole Anderson's idea to do the Road Warriors thing. And then when they went back to the AWA, they dominated and traveled everywhere being the Road Warriors, but like were main eventers instantly because of their uniqueness. And Paul Ellering was their legit manager. Yeah. Like, and he said, Paul came to them and said, hey, I'll handle all this. And he did. He handled their business, and like it was an amazing relationship for years. And if you also think about, you know, when Hawk went to New Japan, wait, who went to New Japan? And how many just different companies tried to formulate their own version of the Road Warriors? Even when his last, you know, run, when they gave it to John Heidenreich and were trying to push him, but like that Road Warrior brand is still so over to this day. And like I said, I've sat with Joe for days at conventions when people would still come up with pictures, or, you know, those pictures of them either doomsday devicing somebody or them holding the tag titles. He always was busy at these conventions, always. People never forget that. And that's what I love about people, and most importantly, wrestling fans. I know I've met a bunch of people at these conventions that listen to the show. My friend Bill, who lived in Winston-Salem area, we went, and again, Joe, I got a guy, went to the his pizza place, and he hooked us all up with dinner. And, you know, after a long day of signing and doing nothing, we would just go out in the town, or, and like I said, Joe would be like, hey, we're going to go out to eat here. And you just like, okay, why? Because it's Road Warrior Animal telling you you're going to go eat somewhere. He's like, everything will be taken care of. And it was, man, he was, I can't say this enough how much he loved being one of the boys, because of, you could hear it from, and I could picture his smile. Like I said, the last time I saw him was February, and just, you know, that boyish grin underneath the paint is what most people didn't get to see, but I got to see it a lot of times.
And Tommy, somebody who knows a lot about tag team wrestling and a lot about the Road Warriors personally and as a fan, is our very own Bully Ray. Bully, good morning, man. I know it was tough hearing the news this morning.
Yeah, it's pretty damn sad, without a doubt. At 60 years old, entirely too young, you know. Forget about the fact that he's a wrestler or, you know, this, and that we know him personally and professionally. You know, a 60-year-old man. Very sad to hear. And right off the bat, my condolences to, you know, all of his family, his son, his brother, you know, Johnny. Fans all over the world of his, the boys that were friends of him. It's a sad day. Whenever you have somebody like this in the industry pass away, it's definitely, it kind of gets you right by the throat. And it, for me, it's a constant reminder of my own mortality, as anything can happen at any time. So, sad to hear the passing of Road Warrior Animal.
And Bully, like I talked about this earlier in the show, like this morning when I was eating breakfast and I was going over my notes for the show that, you know, we were going to actually have today. And I was on Facebook and I was just scrolling through Facebook and I saw his wife's posting from last night of pictures of them together, because yesterday was their anniversary. And Bill Apter was just on earlier in the show talking about his birthday that he had last week. And it just hit me because, like, Tommy texted me about his passing. And I was like, how can that be? I was just, you know, an hour ago looking at pictures from the anniversary. And it hit me like what you just said. It makes you think of your own, you know, mortality when you see something like how life can change at the drop of a dime. And this is definitely a case of that.
I have conversations with friends, family. I think I might even had a conversation with you, Dave, or Tommy, and I'll actually verbalize. I'll say, I got about 20 years left. And people be like, what are you talking about? 20 years left. You're going to live to your, you know, 80 or 90. I'm like, no, I'm really realistic. At 49, I probably got 20 good years left in me, you know, where I can enjoy this life, and anything after that will be gravy. Well, look at Animal. I mean, he's 60. Anything can happen to anybody at any time. And that's why you have to, it's so cliche and, you know, passe, you know, live every day. It's like it's your last. But yesterday was his anniversary with him and his wife. And that was his last day. You know, thank God that they got to have that last day together. Because who would have known that today he'd be gone at 60 years old? And that's why it is so, so, so important. Because we all say, no, it can't happen to me. That won't be me, you know. But you never, never know. The three of us right now talking to one another might not be talking to each other tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that is reality. It's not a morbid way of thinking. It's just the way it is. And it sucks. And I'm sorry another one of our brothers, you know, is gone, because, you know, I put it out on the old Twitter machine this morning. the greatest tag team of all time. End of story. He was a good dude, got along with them. Last time that I saw him, I told him, hey, listen, if you want to get in the ring, I'll get in the ring with you. But, you know, always enjoyed seeing him. I heard Tommy talking about him. Always had massive lines, you know, at the autograph sessions. Fans always wanted to flock to him, take pictures with him, hang out with him, hear his stories. Going to be missed.
Yeah, it's a tough one, Bully, and I, you know, we thought of you obviously because not only are you our partner, but I know how much he meant to you, and of course the tag team wrestling, and you know, when I, it doesn't matter how many times I, you know, I interviewed him or he's appeared on the show. Every time I think of him, I think of myself as, you know, 12 years old at the Meadowlands cheering for him. So as you like to say, Bully, and I think this will definitely be a case of it, is we're going to do our best today to celebrate his life and his career. Taken too young at 60. I mean, my goodness, only a week and a half into his into being 60. But we're going to do our best today to celebrate his life and career. And Bully, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We truly appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me on. And you know, when it comes to celebrating his life, he has had a really great life. He's had a really illustrious career. Maybe a couple more of the boys can pop on this morning to talk about him. Because despite the fact that he went so soon, and it is a very, very sad and, you know, sudden loss for us, he did have an incredible life to celebrate, and we should share some stories, share some memories, you know, try to make the best of this show as we memorialize and eulogize Animal for the rest of this morning.
Bub, did you get to work with him when he was in SmackDown, or were you guys gone?
I only got to work with Animal once. When the Road Warriors were brought back to the WWE, that one night in Philadelphia where they lost in like the opening match to Kane and Rob Van Dam. The idea was to bring the Road Warriors back to work with the Duds. And we were finally going to get to have that match that people had wanted to see. It never happened because that night didn't go so well for the Road Warriors, and I don't think they were asked back. I got to work with Joe in TNA. I got to work with Animal in TNA when we were supposed to work with the Steiners, but Scott had gotten hurt. I think this was the incident in Puerto Rico where Scott had the throat issue, and we were supposed to have this match, and TNA couldn't think of a replacement. I said, listen, we're going to be in Chicago. Why don't we just call Road Warrior Animal? It's Chicago. It'll be a massive pop, and now we have one Road Warrior and one Steiner versus the Dudleys, you know, Team 3D. I said, it'll work. And they called him, and he came in, and we got to work with them. So that's the only time I've ever, that I can remember being in the ring with him. I have fond memories of that night, interesting stories from that night. But yeah, that was the biggest memory of working with him, and I do remember the feeling of starting off the match, me versus him, because I basically told Devon, I said, yeah, I'm gonna start the match with Animal.
That's cool. You know, Bill Apter also said something about, you know, when they said changing the business, but like there's a term in the business that wrestlers use, like, hey, we got a Road Warrior pop. And think about that when there's millions of wrestlers, but wrestlers will use that term because it's just this enormous ovation when that music would hit. It's a really shitty thing today. So
yeah,
I don't even know how he passed away. Do you guys know?
I do, but I'm not going to say until the family.
No problem. No problem. But yeah, we're talking about the Road Warrior pop. Think about it. Think of all the loudest reactions we've ever heard as kids. You know, being in the Garden for Snuka going off the top of the cage, Hogan winning the championship in the Garden against the Sheik, Austin pops, this pop, that pop. There's only one act in the history of our business that a reaction has been named after, and that's the Road Warriors, because night after night after night, that pop was insane, and thus we have the Road Warrior pop.
Bully, thank you for joining us, and you're 100% right, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of memories from the nation. It's a tough show to do, but I appreciate you joining us so early. Thank you.
Not a problem, guys. Have a good show, and God bless Hawk and Animal. The Road Warriors, the greatest tag team that ever lived.
Your home for all things combat sports is SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. Start your day with Hall of Fame Pro Wrestling Talk on Busted Open.
All you need is a moment to get somebody over.
Then the Hawk and Barack Show keeps you updated on all things boxing.
Let's not say that Canelo hasn't fought anybody or fighting guys on the way out.
And Jimmy Smith has you covered for mixed martial arts.
Do you want to look behind the curtain and see what these guys have to deal with for the amount of money they're making?
The fight game broken down like nowhere else. Only on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Devastating news this morning about the loss of a true legend. And we've had a lot of phone calls, Tommy. We're going to continue with the phone calls. I'm always so pleased that our fans never forget and remember. And we have a ton of phone calls from the nation. We'll try to get to as many as possible. But Tommy, we do want to share stories and memories with the legends that are in our business, and who better than the greatest voice in the history of pro wrestling who joins us right now, and that is Jim Ross. And Jim, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, guys. Sad occasion, but always good to be with you.
And hearing the news this morning, like you said, a sad occasion, but I know, especially when you were a part of the broadcast booth, that World Championship Wrestling with, you know, David Crockett and Tony Schiavone, I'm sure a lot of memories of Road Warrior Animal.
Absolutely. You know, the Road Warriors did not wrestle that much on television, so they're always doing interviews. And every now and then I got lucky to be able to hold the microphone for them. And so I had a lot of experience with them and got to be great friends and so forth. It just, when I heard the news this morning, I said, this cannot be true. It just cannot be true that a guy that's, hey, look, I'm 68. So I heard Bubba's remarks earlier about being aware of our own mortality. I think about that every day, because I know how sensitive life can be. Losing my wife, Jan, as I did 3 years ago, it seems like yesterday. And so this is just hard to process these type things, but I just was absolutely shocked. And I as Tommy mentioned, I sent out a tweet earlier today about I was looking forward to seeing Joe and a lot of other Mo friends and at Lawler's thing in Jackson on Saturday night. Those opportunities when you can go to these events like Lawler's on Saturday, I look forward to so much because I get to reconnect with my old friends. And I said this to somebody just the other day, and God, I didn't have any idea it would come to fruition this way, that I can't wait to see all these guys because at my stage of life, you know, and a lot of the guys I'm going to be seeing that are even older than me, you know, you never know. You just never know when you'll be able to reconnect and connect again. But, you know, these guys they're icons. You know, they reinvented the way tag team wrestling was presented by and large. I know Bill Watts loved them. He and Ole Anderson would commiserate about when Ole put them together, Hawk and Animal together. And of course, that's why Bill hired and brought in two very green guys in Jim Helwig and Steve Borden, Warrior and Sting. He loved that pairing so much, he wanted his own Road Warriors. And he soon found out that you can't replicate greatness. We can't manufacture it. It's got to happen. And those guys had great chemistry, and they had great matches. I heard some of the, you know, I seen them have great matches with Rock and Roll Express, a smaller team. I seen them have great matches with big guys. They knew their game. And Joe's going to be missed. And my sincere condolences to his family, his son James, his brothers, Mark and John. I just can't believe, fellas, that the big guy's gone so suddenly. And I'm anxious to hear what the scenario was. I was talking to Raphael Morphy this morning. I said, you know, maybe he had sleep apnea. Maybe he had the virus. You know, we all think about all these things. And then I got off that issue. I just want to remember the fun I had with him. And they were great to joke with and to tease, quite frankly, have fun. They can make fun of themselves. So it's a sad day. I'm sure we'll mention it tonight on AEW. I plan on it. I don't know what if it's written in the show or not at this early date. But I'm certainly going to mention that and send my condolences to the family and to the fans. A lot of fans, they love these people. They love the Road Warriors. So I'm still kind of shocked, to be honest with you.
Hey, JR, Bubba, everyone would say, greatest tag team, and Bubba always turns it to Road Warriors. For you, you're the greatest announcer of all time. You're the voice of so many fans. And, you know, Bubba and I were talking earlier. There's been millions of wrestlers, and the fact that we call it a Road Warrior pop speaks volumes for how the Road Warriors changed the business. And I know I've been blessed to sit alongside him so many times, and just he was just somebody. And I know because you spent time with him too, he loved being one of the boys. And I was saying earlier, I got to sit in between him and the Nasty Boys for 8 hours. I was exhausted because I felt like I was babysitting, but it was so much of a fun day. And I don't know if you have any stories like that you can share with the fans, but it's just, he loved being a dad, and I know how proud he was of his son playing football, but he loved being, like you said, for this Saturday, being around the boys and being one of the boys.
I always wanted to see a long-term program with the Road Warriors versus Dr. Death and Terry Gordy. It's just shocking to think that all four of those guys I just mentioned are gone, because they seem to be invincible. Their physical status was just, you know, awe-inspiring. So we always had a lot of fun kidding them about that. I remember one time I had to step in between a fight in West Palm Beach, Florida, a fight that was about to happen between Dr. Death and Hawk. And I was absolutely stupid, but they were going to hurt each other. And so I started making jokes, you know, you two shooters and you tough guys, and you're not getting paid for this. And I started laughing at them. And the Hawk started, an animal started laughing. He's right. JR's right. You know, we're not making any money for this. So they didn't fight, thank God. That would have been ugly. It would have been a dandy fight, though. It would have been a good one. We've been talking about that for years. But they just were, they seemed to be so intimidating, but they really weren't. You know, a Hawk and Adam were just, they're big jocks. They're big, you know, in all due respect, they're meatheads. And I love meatheads. The more meatheads, the better in my locker room, I can tell you that. And they were just great. And, you know, I just, they had that front where they maintained their public persona. They protected it very much. But they were just really cool guys. And Animal just was, I just can't believe he's gone. I didn't know he was even ill. Maybe it was sudden. I don't have any idea. We'll find out upstairs as the day goes on, guys. But, you know, I just... That's what shocked me. The last time I saw Joe, he looked great. He looked in good shape. He'd been working out and all that good stuff. But, man, it's just hard to process, guys, that, you know, we lose another legend this way. And he'll never be forgotten. I really choose to celebrate his life and to mourn it. It's easy to mourn for any of our losses. But I've survived my grieving by thinking of the great things that I experienced with the person I'm grieving for. And that's what I choose to do here today. The laughs we had, the fun we had, calling them matches with those guys, putting them over, making them bigger than life as you could. So it's just it's a hell of a day. It's a hell of a sad day. And, but you know, the show must go on, as they say, unfortunately. And, I love the guy. He was a good guy, really good person. And I just hope that his family can get through this, and as we all should try to get through it.
JR, thank you for taking the time out. We'll be listening and watching you tonight on AEW Dynamite, and just truly appreciate always, you know, always being there for us. And thank you for joining the show this morning.
I appreciate the work you guys do, and love the show, as you guys know. So, and I'm glad that we were able to come together, and I'm glad that Marissa called me I was thinking about calling in. I said, well, there's a lot of fans want to talk, and they really come first. They've always come first in my life. But I'm glad to get the opportunity to chat, and I just it's going to be a tough day to get through. I can't wait till we get on the air tonight, to be honest with you, so I can get my mind off Joe's passing and get back on to what we all love, he loved to do, and that's be a part of a wrestling show. So I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.